With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some changes on President Trump's team.
Mike Waltz is being removed as National Security Advisor and has been tapped to represent the U.S. at the United Nations. Meanwhile, Marco Rubio will serve simultaneously as Secretary of State and Acting National Security Advisor. The president announced the personnel moves after news broke that Waltz was departing the White House. Waltz made embarrassing headlines back in March when he mistakenly added a reporter to a signal chat on military strikes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Uncle Sam looking for more air traffic controllers. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
The Federal Aviation Administration is short some 3,000 air traffic controllers. So the Trump administration is offering a $5,000 bonus to new hires and a bonus to those who are ready to retire.
If we need to get more controllers in our towers, why don't we try to incentivize those really well-experienced air traffic controllers? Let's incentivize them to stay.
Duffy also says new hires who choose to work in harder-to-fill locations will be rewarded. He says the bonuses are in addition to the 30% salary increase given to air traffic controllers in March. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Trump is threatening sanctions on anyone who buys oil from Iran. That warning comes after planned talks between Washington and Tehran over Iran's nuclear program were suddenly postponed. Trump administration calling on the Supreme Court to strip temporary legal protections from 350,000 Venezuelans, potentially exposing them to being deported. Justice Department asking the court put on hold a ruling from a federal judge that kept in place temporary protected status that would have otherwise expired last month. This is SRN News. A Canadian court issuing an unprecedented ruling.
The Ontario Court of Appeals has decided that the government must pay for an operation to provide a transgender individual with the genitalia of both sexes. The plaintiff in this case, a man, is demanding the surgery because he says he doesn't wish to identify exclusively with either gender. Canadian courts have been highly supportive of the LGBT agenda to the point of absurdity in the opinion of some court observers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Members of New Jersey's Supreme Court sounded skeptical at times about the effort of the Catholic diocese to stop the state from impaneling a grand jury to investigate clergy sex abuse. In arguments this week, the state's high court considered the Attorney General's appeal of lower court rulings that sided with the Diocese of Camden, New Jersey. This is SRN News. There were just an awful lot of dimes. That's right, dimes all over a Texas road.
Millions of coins spilled onto a Texas highway after a tractor trailer hauling $800,000 in dimes rolled over in an accident early Tuesday morning after veering off the road and overcorrecting. The spill closed a portion of the southbound lanes of US 287 as workers had to get on their hands and knees to pick up the coins. They also used brooms, shovels, and large industrial vacuums to pick up the tiny currency. The tractor trailer appears to be part of a fleet of trucks operated by a company that moves cargo for the government in armored vehicles with armed personnel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street numbers Thursday. The Dow was up 83. NASDAQ gained 264. More details at srnnews.com.